So, my name is Anna Talcott, and I have been doing research looking at the suitableness of the genus Telia for use in horticulture. And specifically today, I'm going to be talking about fragrance, and especially the chemical analysis and human response to that. Telia is a genus in the Rutaceae, or citrus family, and there are three species in that genus that are recognized, and I'll be talking about two of them today. Telia trifoliata is a dioecious understory shrub or small tree. It produces samaras, which you can see on the right there. And they have creamy white inflorescences and trifoliate leaves. And then here's the other species, Telia crenulata, which looks very similar. And both of these species, I think, have a lot of potential to add diversity to our landscapes. Telia crenulata grows in a Mediterranean climate, as you can see here. Here's the distribution. Telia crenulata is in green. It's found just in California. And Telia trifoliata grows throughout most of the United States and as far north as Ontario, Canada, and which is kind of unusual for a Rutaceae to be found that far north. Telia trifoliata is one of the major host plants for giant swallowtail butterflies in their northern range. And it's also pollinated by 102 different species of insects from 40 different families. So it has a lot of ecological significance as well as adding diversity. So one of the things that may be preventing Telia from being used more in horticulture settings is some confusion about the fragrance of the flowers. Some are very positive, like these quotes here that talk about intense orange blossom fragrance and the odor of hyacinth, which seem like excellent things. But then other books have published a disagreeable odor similar to bobcats. And then this last quote talks about this particular person, a curator at the Kentucky Botanical Garden, thinks that the fragrance is wonderful, but some of his staff members think it's a very unpleasant odor, or just the opposite. So, why are people perceiving this differently? And one idea that I had, as I mentioned earlier, this is a dioecious plant, and I wondered if there's a difference in the gender. So I'm comparing the staminate and pistillate flowers of this species to see if there's a difference. I looked first at identifying the organic chemicals of both genders of both species, and also I wanted to compare that with the human response to that odor. So for my first objective, I used gas chromatography and mass spectrometry, and I collected plants from the wild in California and Iowa and New York, and I put flower samples into jars to capture the fragrance, which I then transferred to a column, and the column was heated, and the different volatile compounds were then separated based on their chemical properties. They evaporate off of the column, and that's measured in retention times. As you can see, the peaks here, the larger peaks represent a more abundant compound. So these were the most abundant compounds that we found across the genders and species. There was not much of a difference. And as you can see, we have a very complex fragrance here. Some of these things are citrus and mint and other herbal scents. These descriptions are from FlavorNet, which is a database of different chemicals in their scents. But some of these are not what you would expect from a flower, like that balsamic and must at the beginning there in Fermistine. So, I was wondering, how are people perceiving this odor? Which led me to my second experiment, looking at, so I did a descriptive analysis sensory panel, which is a very common method in food science for evaluating food. And I had human subjects for two sessions. During the first session, I had volunteers familiarizing themselves with the odor of the flowers, which many of them had not smelled before. And they developed a vocabulary list of words that they wanted to use to describe the flowers. And then the second session was an actual test where they were blindly smelling the different samples. Because these two species are blooming at different times, I considered these two separate experiments. Telia crenulata was blooming in April. I had 15 volunteers for that, and then Telia trifoliata bloomed a month later. I had 12 volunteers, but otherwise the design was the same. Each volunteer smelled 6 samples in a random order, and that random order was different for each volunteer to avoid any effects of sensory exhaustion. And they smelled 2 females, 2 males, and 2 controls, which were simply empty jars. And I used a chi-square goodness of fit test to compare word frequencies. Here you can see the setup for the second session. Each volunteer had a private booth, and a technician sent the samples to them, and both the technician and the volunteers were blind to the code of letters on the samples. And they could not see if there was a flower inside because of this cheesecloth and foil around the baby food jar. Because the volunteers were using so many words to describe the fragrance, I simplified the chi-squared statistical test by grouping their vocabulary words into these categories. I discovered that the human subjects had no trouble identifying the controls, so that meant there was a clear fragrance that they were identifying. And we did notice a difference between the pistillate and staminate flowers for the Telia trifoliata species. Here I've tried to visualize what the volunteers identified. We have the two different species, and these are the top 30 words that the volunteers used, and the larger words are used more frequently. So, the Telia crenulata, the most common word is citrus and sweet, and for Telia trifoliata, we have this damp, earthy odor and a pleasant smell. But as you can see, there's quite a complexity to the words that the volunteers were using. Because Telia trifoliata had a difference between the male and female flowers, I've also separated those out into two images. And so you can see that there are some differences here in the frequency of words. So, to conclude, it seems that the strong difference between bobcat and orange blossom is not solved by the differences that the volunteers were identifying or that we identified in the chemical analysis. So it may be that certain people are more sensitive, or especially sensitive, to some of those chemicals that we noticed earlier that didn't seem like as floral in the beta myosine, the estragrol, and the 3-carene, which could be considered unpleasant odors. But most people responded favorably to the fragrance of Telia. So in the future, to look at this experiment further, I think it would be good to be able to compare the two species by finding flowers that of Telia trifoliata that are blooming a little earlier when the California Telia crenulata flowers are blooming. So thank you very much. Yes. So the question is, was there a quantitative or qualitative difference in the GC, the gas chromatograph, between the male and female and the two species? And the major chemicals that we identified are common to all four of those combinations. And we still are looking at the concentrations to see if there's a difference there. Yes.
So in cilantro, there's a similar thing where, or it seems kind of similar, where about 90% of the population thinks cilantro is fine, and about 10% thinks it tastes like soap. And it's found that there's a gene that's involved with that that makes people more sensitive to soap flavor. I'm wondering if you saw a certain percentage of the population, what percentage you saw that found the flowers unpleasant.
That, so the question is thinking about cilantro and how some people dislike the taste of cilantro, and thinking about if there was a difference in the volunteers that I was and how they responded to the fragrance of the flowers, and if it could be connected with a genetic thing. And just in my analysis of the data, I noticed that most volunteers were including some words like citrus and sweet, and then they would also include a word like musty or mossy or damp earthy. So it seems like people are picking up to some degree both sides of the fragrance, but some maybe are more aware of one side or the other of that. Yes?
You're kind of creating a note state there, and I wonder about face light.
I'm sorry, what was the end of that? The
base life? Base life. How long it would last?
Oh, base life. Sorry. I have had it in my home, cut flowers. It's I'm trying to think how long they lasted. Certainly several days. Great. Thank you so much.